What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the family house was haunted. Generations of the family had lived there, and they didn't seem to like outsiders staying at their house.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, could you share it with us? We'd like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. If you go that route, you can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, my sister Kathy Gordon.
Hello, how are you?
You sound the same as last time, because last time in the last episode, you were a year younger, and now you're a year older. Somebody had a birthday yesterday.
No. Oh, yes. I had a birthday yesterday. And basically, it just was a lot of phone calls. That's what it was. I just talked on the phone all day. One child after another. One friend after another. One sister after another.
It's like, I'm done talking. I'm talked out.
And last week, I was in New York City for a few days and then up to Maine for a few days. And it was beautiful, and you know, the weather was very cool in Maine and nice. So,
well,
it was
gosh,
really good.
And I went and watched basketball last week.
Which
we had
is
a
fun
tournament here, but it wasn't anything like New York City in Maine.
No, but basketball is fun. I love basketball.
Basketball was really fun. It was a weird week because I had tickets to this basketball tournament, and I wrote a play that was opening. So there was this really weird, like, my whole week was basketball, theater, and ghosts, which is a really weird combination, you know?
Interesting. Well, we've had lots of theater ghosts, but I don't know that we've done much basketball ghosts. We did have that one story one time about somebody hearing the ball bouncing, and it sounded like they were dribbling a basketball.
Because that is a very distinct sound.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we've had one basketball ghost.
Oh, no. Basketball ghost. I'm a basketball ghost. Nobody gets that except for Kathy. What was it? It used to be called Basketball Jones. Was it Cheech and Chong?
Yeah,
it did that
song?
It
was Cheech and Chong, yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Good basketball. I'm some baby. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, that was a good
one. I don't remember anymore.
That basketball was like a basketball to me, remember?
Basketball is like a basketball.
It's like a basketball to me.
Google it. It's called Basketball Jones. That's what we're talking about.
Ninja dog.
Well, here's our story. We've got two stories today. Here's the first one. Okay. I have had a few paranormal activities, but I think the one that sticks out to me the most is one that happened in my family home. For context, I am Irish, and my family and I live in Ireland. The home that I grew up in had been in my family for a long time. Many generations of my family had lived there prior to us. You know, and when you think about that, like where we live, and we have a family home up in Nebraska that our cousin Bobby lives in, that mm-hmm. was our great-great-grandfather's house. So that would have been, that's a really old house. It was the first.
For here. And it was, to put it in context, it was the first frame house in that county in Nebraska.
And it was
prior to that, they had a trading post in kind of a sod.
So like 1870s or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
somewhere
this
right
one,
in there.
Like when you think about Ireland,
mm-hmm.
imagine how far back that one goes.
I know. It's going to go back generations.
And he says, all through growing up, I got weird feelings in the house, like a feeling of some lingering presence. I guess would not be the most unrealistic thing to happen since the house was so old. A lot of my ancestors would have died in the house when they lived there. It was divisive among the family, whether or not the place was haunted. But I certainly was on the side of it being haunted. I do want the record to state, I don't think the ghosts who were there were bad people as they would have been my family, but they were definitely there. I like that. They weren't bad ghosts because they were family members. All through growing up or staying the night, you'd regularly hear doors rattle or faint footsteps in the house. Even on nights that I stayed there alone. I think the paranormal activity was a lot more frequent or severe when it wasn't my family staying there. I have family from all around the world, and when they would come home to Ireland to visit, we'd all stay in the house together. And besides the odd, strange occurrence, it was usually fairly quiet. When I was a little bit older and my family would go away on holidays, I'd often have friends come over and stay a weekend or something and just hang out in the house. Usually when this happened, the paranormal activity would be way worse. We'd hear doors open, our phones would randomly drop signals, and lights would occasionally flicker. If I were to guess, I would think that maybe the ghosts were not comfortable with people from outside the family staying there. Even friends of mine who would be completely against the idea of ghosts being real or the fact that the house couldn't possibly be haunted told me they got an uneasy feeling about being there. So the meat of the story is one particular incident that happened to me when I was staying in the house alone. I was older at the time and had left for university, but would go back to visit family. And in this case, I went down to watch the dogs. I was sitting in the living room where a huge amount of paranormal activity would happen. I believe it used to be a bedroom years before we converted it. I was watching some nonsense on TV. It was probably around 2 a.m. My sleep schedule was in bits. So I used to stay up late and talk to my girlfriend at the time who lived in America. While I was watching TV, I noticed a shadowy figure appear in the door of the living room and it slowly shambled through. The living room had a series of about 4 lights. Each had a different switch with a TV in the front. The figure, while walking through the room, flickered every bit of technology while it walked through. So first, the TV flickered on and off real quick, followed by each individual light from the front of the room to the back. When it passed the couch I was sitting on, which was about midway through the room, it genuinely felt like someone had pushed into my stomach extremely hard. I was breathless for about 5 minutes, and I found myself pushed way back into the couch cushions. This all happened over the space of about 30 seconds, but what really tipped me off was that this was something paranormal, is that the dogs, who were sound asleep on the ground in front of me, had both woken up when the figure walked into the room. Not only were they awake, but they were both on very high alert and looked aggressive. They had their tails up at a 90-degree angle and were baring their teeth, growling in the corner of the room. After the figure had walked through the room and left through the other side, they kept looking between the corner of the room it walked into and looking back at me as if for reassurance that they sensed something. I promptly got up and took the dogs to my bedroom, and they slept in the room with me for the night. I was very spooked and did not want to be alone in the house at the time, but I couldn't just leave the dogs alone. I never told anyone in my family about this story, as I think it would only cause fights or arguments or them just claiming I was sleep deprived from my weird sleep schedule. I probably would have thought so if not for the dogs' reactions. However, years later, I was at a family member's wedding, and I was talking to one of the guests there who was staying in the family home for the duration of their visit. We were talking for a while, and the idea of hauntings came up because it's something Ireland is famous for. She ended up telling me a story that was eerily close to mine. Almost every detail about this shadowy figure was word for word how I described it. The only difference was where she was sitting and the time of the night. At first, I would have thought she was making fun of me, but then there's no way she could have known I had that same experience, as this was my first time meeting her, and my family didn't even know this story. It was crazy to me that I wasn't the only person who experienced it. Finally, just to add a cherry on top of this story, my family ended up selling the home a few years ago, and when the new family moved in, all my family would have very vivid recurring nightmares/dreams about the same living room where that happened. This lasted for about a week afterward, and I haven't dreamed of it since, but I certainly will never forget it. Love the show. Looking forward to listening to this if it ever comes on. So, Kathy, what do you think?
Ooh, I think that was a really good ghost story, actually. I think it was well written, and it really put me into the mood of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think they're right about this idea. We do have a tendency to think about, you know, ghosts or spirits or something seem to be kind of connected to Ireland. So I totally get that. I think it's interesting that earlier in the story, all the things that seem to occur seem to be fine. Like they said, well, it's, you know, family members. It didn't seem to be anything scary, but this thing punched him in the stomach.
Well, it says it felt like that anyway.
Yeah, and pushed him back into the sofa, which is not like okay. So do we have something else here? And in the story that he met the person at the wedding, mm-hmm. that had almost the same identical story, I'm assuming they were punched as well.
Didn't say that, but it did say almost every detail about this shadowy figure was word for word how I described it.
See, it makes it sound like that same thing happened to them. So I don't know, was it a punch or was it like the air got sucked out of them?
I don't know.
You know, like you lost your breath kind of thing? Like that?
And it's interesting how I wouldn't think that was a loving family member. Or maybe, you know, no. And if it was a family home, here's another thing. Let's be real. If it's a family home and it's been in your family for generations, chances are you had that creepy ass uncle or somebody that lived in that house. You know what? Because we all got that creepy ass uncle.
Or just somebody who's not, you know.
Could have been somebody married to somebody who wasn't a nice person. I hate to say that this person's family wasn't super great for generations back, but you never know.
Yeah, but there's definitely, like you said, most of the things seem to be like, well, you know, okay, we hear the, you know, the doorknobs rattling or people stepping around or, you know, we hear footsteps, we hear things. And that seemed to all be like just accepted to be fine. Some people thought it was paranormal. Some people said no, it wasn't. So apparently there was discussions within the family about that end of it. But this dark thing is different to me than the other things, don't you think?
Yeah, I do too. And it wasn't something that made its presence known very often, because it sounds like he spent a lot of time in this house. And then when he was there alone watching the dogs, and I will say that about the dogs, it's just as good as, you know, you and me both seeing something. If you see it and your pets see it too, that's validation.
Oh, yeah. That's validation when the dogs do that. I absolutely agree. Dogs are you know, zeroed in. They know when something's not right or there's some presence in the room. They absolutely do. So, I definitely believe all this. I definitely believe all this happened. I'm just trying to figure out why it would happen twice. But here's the thing. Those are the two times he knows of. And he just happened to run into that other person.
Exactly.
How many times has a similar thing happened to other people throughout the years? It just wasn't told to anybody or to him. So he didn't get that information. This could have happened a lot.
Yeah, agreed. And I do think the thing about the dreams at the end, that doesn't really surprise me, because if you're selling the family home, that's on your mind. And I could see dreaming about it. Maybe the fact that it's all in the same living room might be a little bit weird, but I don't find the dream thing super weird.
Well, Carol, how long after we moved out of the house we grew up in, that haunted house, did it take for you to quit having dreams about that haunted house?
I probably haven't had a dream about that house maybe once or twice since I've lived in this house for 3 years.
In the house you're in now. But I mean, like that house in Elma, I would have dreams about that. And I would wake up and my husband at the time would say, "Are you dreaming about Elma again?" And I'd be like, "Yes." You know, I would just have these horrible dreams about it. You know, so I don't find that unusual. There's like a trauma that goes with living in a haunted house.
Yeah. But it also sounds like they had a lot of good memories in this house. It wasn't this constant fear of being watched. And, you know, it sounds like it was also good.
Yeah. But there was something.
But the shadowy figure and that whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of with you. I think it probably did happen more and people just weren't talking about it.
That's what I think. I think it happened throughout the years. And, you know, you're not going to tell your children something, a creepy story, until they're adults or something, right? Or, you know, maybe it happened to other people and they just didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
He just happened to run into that person at the wedding that told him.
Well, here's another one.
Oh, good.
Here we go.
Hello, guys. I think I called probably last year at some point a story about the woman who was a maid in Mexico, and they heard a bunch of noise in the room next to them, and then they went over there, and there was nothing was out of place. I'm actually calling you with another story that is not my story. It's a friend of mine. Her mother goes to Mexico every couple of weeks. We live in Texas, so we live very close to the border. It's about a 7-hour drive. And she goes over there to go to the doctor or run errands or run her business that they have over there. And over there, they don't really drive. So she doesn't drive. So she takes one of those, they're like little, you call them combis in Spanish or peseras. And they're little buses that you just take, like little VW bugs or like VW, like the vans or just vans, essentially. And they pick up people at different stops, like a bus, essentially. And she was taking, I guess, the bus down to another part of Monterrey. Monterrey or Matamoros, the both towns near the border. And she apparently, it was just her and the driver on the bus, on the little peseta. And apparently, I mean, you can't press a button or anything like a bus would to stop. You just say, baja, which means I want to get off. And so they're driving down the road, and it's just her and the bus driver, or the driver. And apparently at one point they hear something say, baja, or I want to get off. And he looks at my friend's mother and he's like, you want to get off here? And she's like, I didn't say anything. And he's like, there's nobody else on the little bus with them. It's just her and him. And so they're like, did you hear that? And she looks at him and she goes, yeah, I heard it. But there's no one on the bus, little bus with them. But apparently someone wanted to get off the bus. They were like, that was really weird. But that's how it ended. And it was, they were just like, okay, that was strange. And they're like, they went about their day. But I thought it was really funny that somebody wanted to get off the bus and it wasn't her. And it obviously wasn't the driver. So I thought it was just a really funny story. So that's it.
This one is easily solved. I think you stop the bus and you open the door and let whatever wants off.
And then you went off, here you go. We're happy to go without you.
Like, you know, the spirit wants off. You just open that damn door and you let that spirit get off the bus. That I think this one was, you know, one that could be easily resolved.
Yeah. Once a driver's like, is that you? And you're like, no. But I heard it too. Okay, stop this bus. Let
you
just it
stop the bus and you open that door and you let that spirit off that bus and then you close the door and keep going.
And a story. I think it kind of reminds me of those stories like when you hear somebody call your name or something and usually it's just you alone. And so I think that's really weird that they both heard it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody was there. And obviously they didn't let it off the bus.
No, I would have let it off the bus.
What does it take for you to stop this damn bus?
Like, who's it going to hurt, right? You just stop the bus. I do that every now and then when I have a situation with something like that's scary like that. I just, what's it hurt? I'll just open up this door, you know? I'll just walk outside for a little bit.
I could use a breath of fresh air about right now.
Yeah, get my act together and... So, yeah. No, I think that one that was interesting.
Well, if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.